Next, we have the story of a gang that smuggled drugs and people. Thousands of Chinese migrants came to the United States in the 1980s and 90s, traveling by sea. They stowed away on cargo ships.
Chinese-American criminal gangs organized many of those voyages. The gangs were based in New York, and filmmaker Martin Scorsese, who's done a few movies about gangs of New York, from Goodfellas to Gangs of New York, now features one of the Chinese gangs.
Hanzilo Wong of NPR's Code Switch team reports on the new film, Revenge of the Green Dragons.
You may think you've heard every New York gangster story told on screen, but you haven't heard this.
There are four simple rules to a clean kill. One, use dump gun. Two, never shoot whites, because cops, then they gotta give a. Three, leave no witnesses. And four, always shoot guy in head, like taking candy from a baby.
Leonard Wu plays a street boss in Revenge of the Green Dragons. The film also stars Harry Shum Jr., best known for his TV role on Glee. Here, he's the ruthless leader of an Asian-American gang that smuggles heroin and traffics Chinese immigrants desperate to chase their American dreams.
A dishwasher here works like a slave, but he has hope. He can dream of something better. A fisherman in China.
He'll never be anything but a fisherman in China.
The Green Dragons exploited that hope and the fear of unauthorized immigrants as they terrorized the Asian American community of Queens during the 1980s and 90s. Those gritty stories of surviving in America inspired Andrew Liu, an Asian American filmmaker now living in Hong Kong, who co-directed and wrote Revenge of the Green Dragons.
It wasn't just a street movie. It wasn't just a gang movie. It actually dealt with this whole fantasy of moving to the West for economic opportunity. I think what our film ultimately says is it's become more land for opportunists.
Those opportunists included Asian American gangs in New York, like the Green Dragons.
These guys are building empires, and yet for the most part, that was unknown to all of local law enforcement.
These guys are part of a crew that's pulling in millions of dollars a year. Only what they're smuggling are people. Now, I don't understand why you don't want to do anything about this.
In the film, Ray Liotta plays an FBI agent who leads an investigation into the Green Dragons. In real life, Asian American gang activity in New York stayed on the fringes of the police radar for years, until bloody street violence eventually spilled outside of immigrant enclaves.
You could not notice the bodies that were starting to pop up.
David Chong is a public safety commissioner for White Plains, New York, but he got his start as an undercover NYPD detective who penetrated the ranks of Asian organized crime.
Narcotics came into it also, along with the human smuggling. Those things really sent a shock through everybody's system.
The human trafficking ring run by Asian American gangs and their counterparts in Asia drew national attention in 1993 when the cargo ship Golden Venture, carrying hundreds of Chinese immigrants, ran aground on a New York beach. Thousands of others had made similar voyages from China, and Chong says many immigrants had to pay their smugglers tens of thousands of dollars.
You're either going to go to a prostitution house, or, you know, we're going to release you to somebody that's going to pay your debt, or you're going to work your debt off.
In one of the film's last scenes, a human smuggler, played by Eugenia Yuan, explains why she feels no remorse for bringing immigrants into a life of misery in the U.S.
We all come here willing to be servants for our children. I died many times, Sonny, in the name of America.
Co-director Lau Weikeng, who also directed the Hong Kong film later remade as The Departed, says he wanted the movie to explore what happens to Chinese immigrants whose lives in America don't live up to expectations.
The people always have a dream, but when your dream is broke, what can you do?
Many of these immigrants spend the rest of their lives working menial jobs on the margins of Chinatowns. Andrew Liu says he met some of them when they auditioned for parts in the film.
One of the things we always asked them, you know, at the end of our little sit-down was, hey, you know, if given the chance, knowing now what you didn't know then, would you actually come to America again?
Liu says most of them told him no. Hanzilo Wong, NPR News.